woman beaten, raped, and left brain dead in California's Venice canals has died. By Amy Farah, May 26, 2024. The second female victim brutally attacked in the Venice canals area of Los Angeles on April 6 has died after being declared brain dead. Sarah Alden, 53, who was originally from Massachusetts, was in the process of moving to Venice Beach when the incident happened, the West Side Current reported Friday. Alden, a mother of two adult sons, was declared brain dead on Monday following the attack that happened on the evening of April 6 as she walked back to her Airbnb. A woman identified as Mary Klein, 54, was the first victim targeted as she enjoyed an evening walk. Breitbart News reported April 13, noting she was severely bruised and doctors had to wire her jaw shut. Watch video. Klein has alleged the suspect in the case tried to kill her. The West Side Current article continued. Anthony Francisco Jones, 29, was arrested in San Diego on April 11 and booked at the LAPD West Bureau on April 12. In connection with the assault of the two women. Jones was charged with two counts of forcible rape, one count each of sexual penetration by use of force, one count of sodomy by use of force, one count of mayhem, one count of torture and one count of attempted murder. Jones eventually pleaded not guilty on all counts. Meanwhile, police described the suspect as a black male who is 6 feet 1 inch tall, 200 pounds, and a transient, per Breitbart News. According to authorities, Jones doesn't appear to have a criminal record in LA County. However, his background, including his legal status, is unclear. Jones is being held without bail and his next court date is June 11 at the LAX Superior Courthouse in Westchester. According to county jail records, the West Side Current report stated. Klein was recently released from a local health center after she endured seizures. She is unable to return to work for several months because the wires were just removed from her jaw and she is still healing. Prior to Alden's death, KTLA obtained security footage showing the suspect walking in the area while carrying an allegedly stolen bottle of liquor. As of Sunday afternoon, a GoFundMe page created to support a memorial for Alden has raised over $29,000 of its $150,000 goal. All funds will go directly to Sarah's two sons for her memorial, funeral, medical expenses and to help cover costs for their college educations to create a life without their beloved mother, the page read.